Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Welcome back to our dua series that we've been doing this entire Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And we are slowly edging towards the end of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow for us to finish off strong. This dua series is brought to you by Pinyapil USA. Since 2016, Pinyapil has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water for families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Pinyapil USA has helped over 1 million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycles of poverty as well as building brighter futures. This Ramadan, especially as we come to the end of Ramadan, they will continue with this effort with the help and the support of people like you. So to join their campaign, excuse me, Alhamdulillah. The You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life, please visit pausa.org. Please visit pausa.org/Qalam. That is pausa.org/QALAM, inshallah. Sorry for all the seasons, allergy season, alhamdulillah. So let's go ahead, let's jump right into it, inshallah. We've been covering a plethora of, you know, different ahadith, duas from the Quran. And these different duas have taught us different aspects of our worship and different ways of us calling out to Allah. And it's so important because when we are saying dua, a lot of times what happens is that we are just stuck in the same old. We just think about the same ways to make dua. We think about the same things that we ask for, which is not a problem per se. But when you understand the depth or you understand the characteristics of Allah and how many characteristics he has, then it allows for you to ask for more things. It allows for you to call on upon Allah in more ways. And what's very interesting is that you will see that every single dua that we've been able to cover, alhamdulillah, though some of the wording may overlap, you may see that there's a different part of your life that you can implement that dua in, that it may have a different effect. It may, you know, hit differently based off of the different type of dua that you're making, or there is these slight variances that are being said. And I say that to say because this dua that we're going to go through today, there is a portion of it that we've previously covered and we've previously talked about, but the emotion that is behind this dua in this way and this time is completely different. And so the dua starts, Rabbi, O my Lord, I, dhalamtu nafsi, I have harmed myself, fog of infinity, so forgive me. Okay? Rabbi, O my Lord, inni, indeed I have, dhalamtu nafsi, harmed myself, fog of infinity, so forgive me. Now, what's very beautiful is we start off again by calling upon Allah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's characteristics. And one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's characteristics is that He is a Rabb. And when He sees our Rabb, He is the Lord, the Master, the Nourisher, the Caregiver, the Provider, the one that has responsibility over. And who does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have responsibility over? It is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has responsibility over us. The next word in this particular dua, The next word in this particular dua is dhalamtu. Dhalamtu comes from the root of dha, lam, and meem. And it sometimes is used in the word of dhulm or dhalama. And what it means actually in its essence is putting a thing in other than its own place. So say, for instance, you know that the cup belongs on the counter. Instead of putting the cup on the counter, you put it on top of the TV. It is literally to misplace something. It is literally to put something in this improper place. It is to act wrongfully, or is to fall short, or is to transgress the proper limits. So you know the limits and you go beyond it, or you fall short of them. So what we see here is that we're asking Allah who has provided for us, and we're recognizing God's power. And in that recognition of Allah's power, then we're asking Him to forgive us. We say the lamtu, that we have harmed ourselves, we have transgressed, or we have crossed our own boundaries. The lamtu nafsi, ourselves. Faghfirli, so forgive us. And we talked about the word ghafara. That ghafara is not just, you know, forgiveness. It's not just where someone doesn't get punished, or someone is not giving the punishment, or they don't have to answer for the deeds that they've done, or they don't have to basically suffer the consequences of their actions. That's not the only thing that ghafara means, but it also has the understanding of covering up and protecting, right? And so when we make this dua, though, it's so important to understand something. We said that, Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi, oh my Lord, I have wronged myself, faghfirli, so forgive me. And what we're learning here is that, you know, when we sin, or when we make mistakes, or when we fall short in our worship with Allah or our relationship with Allah, that we are not harming Allah, we're only harming ourselves, okay? We're not harming Allah. We are only harming ourselves, which is why the ayah says in Surah Az-Zumar, "Qul ya ibadiy alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim." That say, O Prophet, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, say, O Prophet, that Allah says, O my servants who have exceeded the limits against their own souls. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, that they have crossed their own boundaries. They've exceeded the limits against their own selves. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Know that indeed Allah forgives sins, all of them. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. And He is the all-forgiving and the all-merciful. And so what we're seeing here is that when we commit sins, or we do things that are incorrect, or we fall short, we're only harming ourselves. And the reason why it's important to keep this in mind is because you want to set yourself up for success. And part of setting yourself up for success is giving yourself the environment and the way to set yourself up for success. And that success is your success in your relationship with Allah. That when we sin, or we fall short, or we don't do what we're supposed to do, what happens is that we are building the wall between us and Allah. Because Allah is there, and Allah is all forgiving, and He will forgive us of our shortcomings. But sometimes we don't believe it. Sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we will even ask Allah for forgiveness, and then we will retreat from Allah, saying that Allah has not forgiven us, when we don't even know that to be true. And so what's important is to recognize that when you do something wrong, or when one commits a sin, they're only harming themselves, they're not harming Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man ihtada fa innama yahtadi li nafsi," that whoever is guided is only guided for the benefit of his own soul. We're not guided for the benefit of Allah. We don't pray for the benefit of Allah. We don't do dua for the benefit of Allah. We do it for the benefit of our own soul. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَدِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. And whoever goes astray, or whoever is error, or whoever does wrong, or whoever goes on the wrong path, then that person has wronged themselves. They have just wronged themselves. And then the ayah ends and it says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no barrier of burdens. No one would carry the burden of someone else. No one would carry the sin of someone else. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَأَثَ رَسُولًا. And never would anybody be punished until we send a messenger. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us here in this ayah is that every person gets exactly what they brought forth. Every person will get what they brought forth. And so when you're guided, your guidance is for your benefit. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how to exist or what to do or what our worldview is, it is for our own benefit. It's not for the benefit of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to pray 5 times a day, that is for our own benefit. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that with the remembrance of Allah, tatma'inna qulub, that's where the heart, your heart, will find peace. That's where your heart will find tranquility. That's where your heart will find comfort. That is not the heart of Allah that finds comfort when we mention Him. No, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is void of that type of emotion. It is where our heart finds comfort. The closer you feel to Allah is when you're trying your best and putting your best foot forward. The best that you feel in your relationship with you and Allah is when you're actually making effort in that relationship. When you're praying, when you're fasting, when you're doing the things that you're supposed to do. When you fall short or you make a mistake, how do you feel? You feel less than sometimes. Sometimes you feel not good enough. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he gives us very particular instructions. That when you make a mistake or you commit a sin, you follow up that sin with a good deed. And if you do that, it expiates or it extinguishes the sin. And it's not just to do that. It's for the sake of you recognizing that there's still good in you. Because why? That sin that you've done, it brings you down. It doesn't bring Allah down. It brings you down. And so here when we're saying, Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi, oh my Lord, I have wronged myself. I have transgressed my own limits, my own boundaries. I've done myself wrong. Faghfir li, so forgive me. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid us of that pain that we feel of wronging ourselves. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to allow us to stand and have to answer for the actions that we've done. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover up the sin that we've done. And not only cover it up, but also for us to be able to be protected from that action. Normally, I don't go through the entire verse. I only do the ayah. But this particular, the dua. But this particular verse, it has a little bit more to it to be able for us to understand the emotion behind this particular dua. And this particular dua is not actually made at a time where someone did something intentionally wrong. It's actually made at a time where someone did something and it was unintentional. It was wrong, but it was unintentional. And this is where Musa alayhi salam, he is in a situation where he is trying to defend somebody. He comes out to the marketplace at the time where everybody, where no one is really there, and there are two men arguing. One was from Banu Israel and the other one was from Egypt. And when these two men were arguing, the Banu Israeli guy, he made it seem as if that the situation was that he was being oppressed. And in that situation, Musa alayhi salam stepped forward to be able to defend him. In stepping forward to defend him, the Egyptian guy stepped forward to Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam hit him in defense of the other guy, and the man passed away immediately. In that time, immediately Musa alayhi salam, he makes dua to Allah. And we're going through this to understand that sometimes things occur or things happen. And when they happen, it's not necessarily because you've actually done something wrong intentionally, but maybe it was an accident. And so you have at this moment that Ibrahim, that Musa alayhi salam, the person steps forward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَكَزَهُ Musa. That Musa alayhi salam, he punched this man. فَقَدَى عَلَيْهِ. Immediately the man passed away. And as soon as that happened, Musa alayhi salam then says, هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. That this is from the actions of Shaytan. Like literally, this is his intention was not to do this. إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُدِلٌ مُبِينٌ. That he is a clear, misguided, you know, evil enemy. Okay? And immediately Musa alayhi salam makes dua to Allah. He says, Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi, oh my Lord, I have wronged myself, faghfirli, so forgive me. And by wronging himself, he means that this accident, this situation that he was in, it took a very big toll on him. That it wasn't just an accident, he just was like, oh, okay, it's an accident, I didn't mean to, and walk away. No, he felt it. He felt the effects of it. He felt bad for what happened, and he asked Allah to forgive him. And not only that did he ask Allah to forgive him, but he also asked Allah to forgive him, to cover it up. And so you have that in the very next part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَغَفَرَ اللَّهِ. Just immediately, the fa sababiyah, fa of consequence. Like Musa alayhi salam made dua, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَغَفَرَ اللَّهِ. He was forgiven. How beautiful is that? We are in the last 10 days of Ramadan. How many things have we made dua for to ask Allah to forgive us for what we've done intentionally? So many. You know, we've probably spent a lot of time asking Allah to forgive us, asking him forgiveness for things that we have actually done intentionally that were not wrong. How many times have we actually sat down and asked Allah to forgive us of the things that we have done, but maybe we didn't even know that intention, we didn't even know that they were wrong. There were unintentional wrongs that we've committed. How many times? Probably not that many. And this is why our dhikr, our istighfar, and our du'as are very important. That we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us even of the things that we have done that were not intentional. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to benefit from this. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us of all the times that we've crossed our own boundaries and all the times that we've fallen short in our worship and all the times that we've fallen short in our relationship with Allah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the best in this life and the next, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us all of our shortcomings and allows us to end off our Ramadan very strong. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. And don't forget, always please support Qalam so that we can continue to bring programmings like this and also graduate students across the US. Go and visit supportqalam.com. That is supportqalam.com, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.